Hello, hello, and welcome back to Cutting Chai Stories, where the episodes are short and sometimes sweet, just like the half servings of milky tea we call cutting chai back home in India. I'm your host, Jayati Vora, and today I'd like to talk about something that anyone who is writing business content needs to know, and that is the rule of one. Now, what is the rule of one? Copywriters traditionally use it to talk about one reader, one big idea, one big promise, and one call to action. And I'll add my own masala to that. The first thing that you want to do is think of one single person when you begin writing. Too often, we are addressing our entire audience, current and potential. And the thing is, when you write for everyone, you write for no one. So if you have an ideal customer or a current customer, I want you to think of that person and to write to them. That might mean referencing something you know will resonate with them, like their chai habit, or their concern about not being able to travel for a while. That'll help them know that you're talking to them. If your person binges on Netflix, I mean, let's be honest, in the pandemic, that's all of us probably, then reference that new hot show that everyone's watching. When you zoom in and you talk to one person, even if you don't get everything exactly right, it will still end up feeling personal. So, one reader. The second thing you want to do is to think about what your big idea is. I'm going to break that down into two things, the purpose and the story. So let's talk about the purpose first. So if you're writing an email, a social media post, sales page, there should only be one reason for its existence. If you're writing to sell a program, then don't also use it to talk about testimonials or reviews. And I know this can be tough because most of the time we don't even realize we're doing it, and I have been guilty of breaking this rule myself plenty of times. But the rule of one says you have to pick. Make sense? The other part of this, for me, is story, as in choose one story. Now, anyone who follows me on Instagram or is on my email list or who listens to this podcast knows that I love to tell stories. But again, one piece of content, one story. So maybe you're recounting the story of your day and maybe two interesting things happened. That's great. Save the second one for its own email. Now, this is all theory, so I want to give you a real-life example of how to apply this rule of one when it comes to telling stories. A couple of months ago, I was writing an email to my list. I had two incidents I wanted to share, and that should have been my first clue I needed to change something. One was a conversation with a coworker from many years ago. We were waiting for the freight elevator to stop on our floor so we could escape the office for lunch break. The call button was broken, but since the operator could hear us shouting for him, the system still kinda worked, but it took much longer to get fixed. My colleague shared with me a pearl of wisdom that day and said that it's better if something is fully broken than if it half works, because if it's fully broken, then nothing can get done until it's fixed, so it will be fixed faster. And I think he's right. So the day that I was sitting down to write my email, something similar had happened to me because I use a Bluetooth mouse with my laptop and the batteries were running out of juice. But they still kind of worked if I moved it around enough or if I sort of banged it gently against the desk. And so even though I had brand new batteries sitting in my kitchen drawer, because they still kind of worked because it wasn't fully broken, it ended up taking me a few extra days to get up and replace the batteries. And so in my first draft of the email, I used the story of the mouse to remind me of the story of the elevator, because that's exactly how my mind worked. But when I edited it, I realized that my readers didn't need to know both stories because both were making the same point that sometimes it's better when things are fully broken, because then you fix them right away because you need to. And then I used that story to lead into the lesson, and from then to my CTA, which was for business owners to not wait until their copy was broken to ask for my help. And so when I was editing the story, I slashed the elevator story and I just used the mouse story because it made the same point. And if you're curious, if you want to read the email, I'll put the text of the final email in the show notes. Now, the third thing the rule of one says is to follow one big promise. So what that means is you focus on one transformation per piece of content. So if you're writing about the benefits of a new feature of your app, spread out talking about all the features across different pieces of content, or better yet, choose one benefit that your reader is really going to want and focus on that. here's an example from real life. I work as a consulting editor for a fintech company called Bridget. It's a financial health app that teaches people financial literacy, helps them manage their budgets, lends them small amounts, and just this week, they've launched a new feature that helps people with little or no credit to build their credit. It's a pretty cool feature, something that I could have used when I had just landed in New York with no credit history, and it has a lot of things going for it that they want their customers to know about. And there's a place for that, and that's called the FAQ page. But in their series of blog posts talking about the Credit Builder feature, we've broken up their points across the blog posts. Each piece of content has one focus, one reason why customers who need to build their credit will want to sign up. Does that make sense? So yes, of course your product or service will have many things for it, but hone in on which one is going to be the most attractive for your customers. And the rest can come in separate pieces of content or in the fine print or the FAQ page. Now let's talk about the fourth part of the rule of one, which is the CTA. CTA simply means call to action, which is what you're asking your readers to do. Do you want them to sign up for your workshop? Do you want them to write a review for your podcast? Please, everyone, write a review for this podcast. Do you want to tag them on their feed? Which is it? If you want people to hit reply and engage with you, then don't also ask them to share this with a friend. It may feel like you're dumbing yourself down. Surely people can walk and chew gum at the same time. But they can't. They really can't. They get confused, and confused buyers do not buy. So, one piece of content, one CTA. The rule of one, I also like to apply for links. I recently learned this when I was redoing a page on my website where people could sign up for my email newsletter. It was a regular page on my WordPress site, which means it had the same header and footer that all the other pages had. So it had the full top navigation where people could click to learn more about me, see what freebies I offer, listen to this podcast. In other words, on the page where I was asking people to do one thing, right, to click on the button saying sign me up for some chai in my inbox, I was also offering them a full buffet of link options. And because I gave them that buffet, I bet some of them who were planning on getting the parathas ended up getting the dosas instead. Lesson learned. If you want them to get the parathas, don't offer them dosas. Oh my gosh, I'm making myself hungry with all this talk of food. Anyway, to fix that problem of too many links, all I did was remove the header and footer from all those pages. Yes, that does mean that there's no easy home button for visitors to click on, but that's okay. If they really want to go back, they can hit the back button to get the rest of the site. The most important thing is, when they're on the email sign-up page, there's only one thing that they're being asked to do, and that is sign up for the email newsletter. If you want to see what that revamped page looks like, by the way, you can check it out at cuttingchaistories.com/subscribe. So, to recap, when you're creating a piece of content, the rule of one says one reader, one big idea or purpose, one promise, and I'll add one story, one call to action, and I'll add one link. Now, usually I have a writing prompt here, but today I have a homework assignment instead. I want you to take one piece of copy, reread it, and see, does it follow the rule of one? And if it doesn't, can you be ruthless and fix it? Now, I'm going to follow the rule of one and give you the same call to action that I did before. If you would like to sign up for my email newsletter, where I will show you how to use storytelling to sell your products and services, share fun stories from my life and the business lessons I learned from them, and I'll let you know every time there's a new podcast episode, you can sign up at cuttingchaistories.com/subscribe. See you next Thursday. Until then, be ruthless.